and good morning. Welcome to Community Voice. I am your host, Josh Engel. Joining me in the studio today, a friend of mine since the Keep Carroll Beautiful days, Mrs. Paula Burke. She is the County Ag Agent up here at the Carroll County Ag Center. Good morning, Paula. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I am fantastic.
I forgot we met through Keep Carroll Beautiful back in the day.
That's exactly how we met. Yeah. I always wonder if it was through the staffing agency I used to work at or Keep Carroll Beautiful. It's always one of the two. That was through Keep Carroll Beautiful because the Ag Center always facilitated a lot of our events. You remember goat yoga?
Yes, I do. I do.
A few years ago?
Yep.
Yeah, I was running around with a broom and scooping up all the goat poop while everybody else did yoga. It was great.
I've never really understand the whole goat yoga thing. Knowing a lot about livestock, I don't really see the appeal in that. But
well, to be honest with you, I don't really understand the whole yoga thing, but that's for a different show. So today we're going to be talking about a few different topics, all related to the Carroll County Ag Center. We have the Carroll County Cattlemen's Association meeting that's going to be happening tonight. And we also have the Southeast U.S. Hay Harvest Survey. Very fascinating stuff. I was not aware that this was going on. Paula was telling me a bit more about that before the show started. And most importantly, we got the West Georgia Equine Symposium. It's going to be coming up real soon. You're going to want to register for this, but we'll let Paula handle that. So first and foremost, Paula, why don't we just get right into this Carroll County Cattlemen's Association. Tell me a bit more about that group and the meeting tonight.
Absolutely. So the state of Georgia has a Georgia Cattlemen's Association. They're located, I think it's in Macon. And just about every county has their own local chapter. So Carroll County has a Cattlemen's Association, been around for many, many years. Very, very successful, popular group. And I'm their secretary for the association, so I sit on their board. And currently our president is Ray Burke, no relation. We always call each other cousins, but we're actually not related.
That's great.
They'll be having their monthly meeting. The Cattlemen's usually meet the third Thursday of every month. There's a couple months like January, July, and November that we don't meet. But we come together at 7 o'clock. We have usually a great steak dinner. And then we have a sponsor for the meeting and then some sort of educational program. And tonight's educational program, we have a woman coming from the Department of Ag. And she's actually going to talk about animal disease traceability and specifically in the very near future, cattle producers are going to be required to have an electronic ID in the animal for traceability and tracking. And she's going to talk about that issue that's going to be coming up here shortly that's going to be required. So she'll be it'll be a great, great, interesting topic. And so at those meetings, we try to have something related to producing cattle. It might be talking about pastures and growing better hay, or in this case, you know, something directly related to the animal and the animal production of cattle.
And super fitting, you're going to be serving steaks for $7 a person.
Of course. Of course. You can't have a cattleman's meeting without having beef. That would be a sin. So yes, definitely a nice steak dinner. It is $7. We do usually ask people to pre-register by this past Tuesday, but if you're hearing this and you want to come tonight, just come on down. We usually try to order a couple extra steaks.
And you can actually reach out to Paula and register by emailing carol.extension@uga.edu. Is that correct?
Yes.
That email again, carol.extension@uga.edu.
Or you can just call us. That might be a little easier for some folks at 770-836-8546. But we'll meet again next month. What I encourage is if you are a cattle producer, man or woman, to actually join the state association. You can join our association and that therefore joins you as a whole state association. The state association puts out a wonderful full color magazine monthly with a lot of great articles and advertisement. And then that gets you on our mailing list when you join Carroll County.
Excellent. So let me just get this straight. So this animal disease traceability, is that sort of like being able to trace a disease back to patient zero, essentially, like which animal?
Sure, that's a good way to simplify it. Basically, you know, many animals, a natural standard is to have a tag in their ear. You kind of give them like an earring, basically, same kind of concept. You punch a little hole like us folks do in our ears. And then that identifies that animal who it is. And the farmer then has a record of, you know, that's cow number 5 and when she was born and all the life history of it.
Keep up the weight gain. And...
Yes. So they elect, you know, if you have a lot of cattle, and many of our producers do, and they may have 50, 100, 200 head of cattle running around, having an electronic ID, it's all computerized. It's very, you know, technology based. There's software, you know, within the computer that actually, when you scan that animal, it all automatically comes up. So this would be helpful as that animal goes down the food chain, if it is an animal that's going to be eventually processed for meat. When it gets to its next location, they would have those type of equipment to also scan that animal and you know, have all the information.
Excellent. Fantastic. So yeah, if you're interested in doing that, they will order a few extras, but if you're interested in coming, you better go ahead and reach out to the Ag Center, give them a call and register for that as soon as possible so you can be present for Miss Amanda Cather's presentation. Okay. So I was also wanting to ask you a bit. I know we'll be taking a break here in a few minutes, but I wanted to ask you sort of tease this Southeast U.S. hay harvest survey. So tell me more about that.
So some folks are on my weekly ag email newsletter. If you're not, send me an email at pjburke@uga.edu. Great newsletter, has lots of great information every week. And this was something I sent out. The Southeast specialists in Georgia and a couple other states are trying to gather some information from hay producers on what their hay seasons have been like and gathering that information. So there's a series of questions, and actually I'm going to hand that out tonight at the cattlemen's meeting for a few that want to do it on paper. But there's an online survey. And so what the specialists are trying to do in the various states is just gather some good information that can then help them maybe determine some research projects maybe they need to focus on, or maybe some different alternative methods they may suggest for hay producers to ultimately produce a better hay crop. And that's a great example. You know, I'm here in the county, but out at Athens or even in Tifton at our different sites for UGA, we have a lot of specialists that focus on a lot of different topics. And so the beef industry, we have our beef specialists, and then we have some folks that focus on forage and hay crops, and they do a lot of research and gathering and information, and then they then share the information to me in the county or whatever county you may be living in. And so that's kind of the connection. That's why we're kind of called it UGA Extension, because we're extending the information out from the university that our specialists are doing for us.
Excellent. So, you know, just out of my own curiosity, do we know how much rain there has been over the past few months?
I don't know the exact amount, but it's obviously been a lot. Yeah, we've had a lot of rain, and I was thinking about that this morning as I drove in, and it was raining again and getting some flooding. My one concern for some of our farmers would be, you know, standing water. You know, water that comes in and keeps moving, that's okay. But if we have any standing water, that's going to affect whatever's growing in that soil. You know, so if we have some hay fields in particular or some pasture that have standing water in it, you know, that could damage, cause some issues for that grass that's growing. Obviously, you know, heavy rain moving through, some runoff issues, erosion problems maybe on some stream banks or through some fields. So, rain obviously is important. I wish we got it more frequently throughout the year.
More consistent, yes.
Than all right now. I was getting gas this morning. The guy was, you know, complaining about all the rain. I said, well, we'll be complaining in the summer when it's not raining.
Yeah. Oh,
so
yeah.
We're never happy. We never quite have enough when we need it, or we have too much when we don't want it. But, you know, I've been driving around seeing things are greening up. You know, it's been fairly warm temperatures. So that's probably been very good for all of our farmers that have planted an annual ryegrass or maybe some wheat, some of their winter annuals that need some warmth and also need some rainfall to either A, be grazing their livestock, or come April, May, depending on the weather, may cut that for hay. So we'll take the rain. I'd like to see it not all at once in causing flooding issues.
Excellent. So if listeners would like more information about this, the Southeast U.S. Hay Harvest Survey, Could they just reach out to the Ag Center?
Yep, just reach out to me and I can get you either a copy of it that you can complete, or if you use email, I can send you a link to the online survey.
Excellent. Well, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the big topic. We got the West Georgia Equine Symposium. It's coming up here very soon, and I think that Paula has lots of information that we can share regarding that said symposium. But we'll get to that right after a word from our sponsors.
At Oak Mountain Academy, our daily schedule includes convocation, prayer, and the Pledge of Allegiance. By doing so, we build a family-like community where all students grow and flourish and personal faith is encouraged. Through community service and a historical approach to biblical study, our students are taught the value of the warrior way, honesty, respect, and responsibility. Oak Mountain Academy, we are a family creating legacies. To learn more, visit oakmountain.us.
At Tanner, we're advancing health throughout West Georgia and East Alabama, because we know that exceptional care isn't based on how many patients we serve, but how well we serve them. That's why we're focused on quality, delivering the best possible care for our patients. It's why we're expanding our clinical services and building new facilities to serve our growing community. And it's why we're looking beyond our hospitals and medical practices to develop sustainable wellness and preventive health programs in our region. What makes a hospital great has changed. It's not how many beds we have. It's how well we care for the neighbors who need them. Delivering the right care to every patient, every time, is how Tanner is advancing health with medicine beyond measure. Learn more at Tanner.org or find a physician on our medical staff by calling 770-214-CARE.
And we're back to Community Voice. I am your host, Josh Engel. Joining me in the studio today, the County Ag Agent, Paula Burke. We've been talking about the Carroll County Cattlemen's Association meeting tonight. It's going to be at 7 o'clock p.m. We've got a guest speaker, Amanda Cathers from the Georgia Department of Agriculture. Going to be talking about animal disease traceability. If you want more information about that, reach out to the Carroll County Ag Center. They can register you. If they have some room space available, and bring your $7 and you can enjoy a delicious steak dinner. And also we've been covering the Southeast U.S. Hay Harvest Survey. And if you'd like more information about that, feel free to check out the podcast of this episode on newstalk1330.com. You can go back and listen to Paula break down the importance of this survey and find out how, if you need to participate, how you can. And if you want more information about that beyond the podcast, be sure to reach out to the Carroll County Ag Center, and I am positive that they will give you all the information you need. Now, the big topic, the West Georgia Equine Symposium. What is this all about?
Well, if you are a horse enthusiast, I encourage you to attend. It's on March 7th at the Ag Center from about 8:30 to 5, and we did the program last year, and we're having it again, an all-day, one-day, on a variety of topics. Some things that horse owners should really learn about, many horse owners, they have their horses out on pasture. Last year I talked about pasture management, but this year we're actually going to talk about toxic weeds. There's a lot of toxic weeds out there for livestock in general, but we're going to specifically talk about some issues that could come about in your pasture with our equine specialist from UGA, Dr. Kylie Duberstein. Dr. Jason McClendon, he's from the Southern Crest Equine Services. He's going to come and talk about first aid. You know, what do you do before the vet can get there? Maybe you can handle some things without having the vet come. So some basic first aid items that every horse owner should know. Dr. Michael Coker, he's a West Georgia Veterinarian Association, and he's going to talk about hoof care. When you have horses, trimming hooves, putting shoes on is very, very important part of managing and maintenance of an equine. So he's going to talk. And then I'm really excited about this last one. Daryl Mitchell, he's the chief of special operations in Cherokee County. He's going to talk about trailer operations. So we're going to have some truck and horse trailers there, or stock trailers. And he's going to go through, you know, all the pros and cons of that trailer, safety issues, things you should be looking for, things you should be checking on before you take, you know, that horse and on that trailer out on a journey. So I'm looking forward to that as well. A little bit different topic that isn't specifically about the horse, but about, you know, taking care of your horse, and something that maybe we haven't talked about enough is, you know, good horse trailering and make it safe.
It's an interesting topic. Well, first off, it's always more engaging when you have a hands-on example.
Absolutely.
And you have an expert there that can, you know, but I mean, I've been on the interstate, or not on the interstate, but I've been on roads, and I've had these horse trailers and come up next to me, and I've thought, it's like, that has to be terrifying for the driver too. I mean, of course, for the horse, I mean, they don't even know what's happening, but I mean, imagine being the driver and you have so much weight and the shifting weight. And I've always wondered, you know, what kind of safety precautions are there to prevent a horse from, you know, bucking and maybe flipping the trailer? Like,
sure. A lot of, you know, I'm a previous horse owner myself, so I've had my share of horses that didn't want to get in the horse trailer. And then once they get in, you know, some don't mind it, having a big enough trailer that they feel comfortable in, that they don't feel claustrophobic, is real important. You know, a lot of times you'll go down the road and, you know, they've got the sides open and the wind's blowing in on the horse. And but putting a horse on the inside of your, as you're driving down the road, I guess it would be on the left side versus the right side. There's a lot of safety issues that's real important. But, you know, very tragic, you know, I'm sure happens more often than we want, is, you know, just accidents, you know, with any kind of livestock, but especially horses. You never want to see that when you're going down the road. But hopefully we can talk about some good important things, you know, about tire safety and things you should be checking the hitch before you venture out, to keep everything safe, you and your animal.
Excellent. Well, I'm sure that Mr. Mitchell's presentation will be very informative for
absolutely,
for the equine farmers in the area.
So if folks want to attend, registration is through next Friday, February 28th. It is $30 per person, but you get all the materials, and we will feed you lunch. And if there's, you know, your husband and wife want to come, we only charge $15 for the second person. And any students out there, if you're a 4-H or FFA member, the charge is only $15. And that also includes the materials and lunch. So we give our students a little bit of a break.
That's fantastic. So, so folks have some time. It's going to be on March 7th. And you can register. How can you register for this again?
They can call my office at 770-836-8546. They can just stop by the extension office located at the Ag Center. We have registration forms. You know, you call, we can just take your name and info over the phone, and a credit card is very easy to do.
Perfect. Perfect. Is this, how many times have you done this?
So this is the second one in a row. When I first came, I may have been back in 2014 or so, we did a series of equine classes. But last year, I really, you know, we do a lot of educational programs through Extension at the Ag Center, do a lot of cattle programs. We've done some backyard poultry, and wanted to do more on the equine. So I'm trying to make this an annual event. I get a lot of calls from horse owners that have questions about their pasture, want to have better pastures. And so I do a lot of fielding those type of calls and do some farm visits and just helping them understand growing their grass and their pastures and making a better situation for them and their horses at the farm.
Cool. Right on. Well, we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to talk more with Ms. Paula Burke and about all the fun stuff going on up at the Ag Center right after a word from our sponsors.
At Tanner, we're advancing health throughout West Georgia and East Alabama, because we know that exceptional care isn't based on how many patients we serve, but how well we serve them. That's why we're focused on quality, delivering the best possible care for our patients. It's why we're expanding our clinical services and building new facilities to serve our growing community. And it's why we're looking beyond our hospitals and medical practices to develop sustainable wellness and preventive health programs in our region. What makes a hospital great has changed. It's not how many beds we have. It's how well we care for the neighbors who need them. Delivering the right care to every patient every time is how Tanner is advancing health with medicine beyond measure. Learn more at Tanner.org or find a physician on our medical staff by calling 770-214-CARE.
At Oak Mountain Academy, our academic excellence shines through innovation and a personalized educational experience. Our pre-K 3 through 12th grade environment offers a family-oriented atmosphere. We are an independent school with faith-based values and an academy honor code. Our academic standards prepare our students for college and beyond. I'm Patrick Uran, headmaster, inviting you to visit us on the mountain or at oakmountain.us. Come see how our warriors are creating legacies.
And we're back to Community Voice. I'm your host, Josh Engel. Joining me in the studio today, we got Paula Burke, the county ag agent. We've been talking about some fun, exciting events that's happening over at the Carroll County Ag Center. Most importantly, we just covered the upcoming West Georgia Equine Symposium. It's going to be March 7th. There's going to be a variety of topics that's going to be discussed by experts in their fields. They're going to be talking about toxic weeds, first aid for horses in case you need to try to care for the horse before you can get him to the veterinarian, him or her to the veterinarian. Also talking about hoof care and trailer operation. It sounds like a very engaging symposium, particularly if you do raise horses. Registration is $30 a person, $15 for additional family members. And if you're a student, that's $15. And those include materials and lunch, except for the additional family members. If you'd like more information about that, register. Or a registration, you can call the Ag Center at 770-836-8546. We have a couple of other topics we wanted to cover before the show was over here. It appears that it's that time again for the Farm and Food Resource Guide.
Yes, we're going to be putting together our fourth edition. So if you're a farm in Carroll, Harrelson, or Heard County, we have a free opportunity for you to market your farm business directly to the consumer. Many thanks to Tanner. They've been supporting this effort for quite a few years now. I gather all the farms that want to market direct to the consumer. And it doesn't necessarily have to be just food items. I have some cattle folks on the list, people that are growing plants. So any kind of agricultural commodity product that you want to try to sell direct to the consumer, I encourage you to contact me and we'll get you a survey to just fill out all your information. And then I give that information to Tanner and their folks design it and put out this beautiful full color farm guide that then we give away at various events. I have copies at my office anytime we're out and about with the out in the community trying to promote agriculture in the local farm. So that's coming up and taking those applications, I think, through the end of March or so.
Well, let's talk about some of the benefits of being in this catalog, sure, if your farm is included.
Well, it's basically free marketing. I think we produce 5,000 copies of the guide.
Wow.
And then we pass them out in the community. So you're going to be along with, there's usually been about 40 or so other farms in the guide. So when people call me and say, where can I buy local beef? I'll get out the farm guide and point out a few businesses that might be listed in there. So, and that's just one example. They could be calling about anything. But it really gives you a nice overview of some farms in the three county area that are here, that are growing animals, working the land, making wonderful local products that you can purchase locally and support the local economy and support local farmers.
Wonderful. Well, if you want more information about that, reach out to Miss Paula and she can get you in there. She said we were doing some recruitment, so they're trying to get some farms in there. So this is a great opportunity, whether you raise livestock or you have a farm. Get in this book. This
Absolutely.
Sounds great. And also, you mentioned briefly during the break, what is up with this journey? What is this again?
It's called the Journeyman Farmer Certification Program. It's originally a grant program that specialists at UGA had gotten and put together, and still continuing it now that the grant finished. It's a three-part series, and this next training series is going to be specifically if you're interested in growing fruits and vegetables, if you want to have a farm doing that, or maybe you already have and you need a little extra help getting going. This will be a great program. The first step is an all-day business, small farm business planning class on March 13th, and actually Todd Anduzzi from the Small Business Development Center at West Georgia. They're at West Georgia, but they're really part of UGA, which I think is unique.
It's always but confusing. I see his tag, yeah. And I'm like, his name tag at events, and I was like, wait.
He's at West Georgia, but he really works for University of Georgia. And he's going to be doing our all-day class, and it's a really, really good session. And then after that, starting on Tuesday evenings on March 17th, we'll have four different evenings from 6 to 8:30. We'll actually talk to you about production of fruits and vegetables. And then if you're interested, then we have some hands-on opportunity.
Wonderful. So where can folks find out more information about this?
Again, through me at the extension office located at the Ag Center, 770-836-8546. And we're taking signups right now and love to have folks. It is $100 to attend. You get a lot of information, covers a lot of meals that we have as well. So it's if you're interested in fruit and vegetable farming, this is a great crash course of what you need to be doing, thinking about, and you know, and learn about to have a successful fruit or a vegetable business.
Perfect. So if you want some more information about the Journeyman Farmer Certificate Program, reach out to Paula. Is your phone just ringing all the time?
It does. Sometimes when it doesn't ring, it's like, is the phone's not working?
Yeah, but yeah. Like something's not right.
As you can see, I'm very busy. We put on a lot of, and this is the time of the year, really since last month through, you know, probably April or so. This is our prime time, best time to do educational programs. It's raining, it's cold, people aren't as much out in the field or on the farm.
Yeah, if the weather's nice, they got to be out there working.
Exactly. As soon as it gets warm, you know, people are cutting hay and so everything, they have other priorities. So this is the time of the year I like to do educational programs. So we're pretty busy and proud to be helping and supporting the community.
Hey, what's your favorite part of your gig over there at the Ag Center?
Just helping people. You know, they have lots of questions and, you know, may not know where to go. And even if it's just sending them into the right direction of, you know, well, you really need to talk to this person. But I get a lot of pride in helping folks and enjoying working with them.
Excellent. Now, do you and your husband farm also?
We actually do. My husband is an extension agent in Alabama. That's kind of how we met through our jobs. But on the weekends, we try to farm because
nice.
We're so busy with our full-time jobs. But we raise Katahdin sheep for meat. And we've been doing that ever since I've been here. And actually, even when I was in New York, I raised sheep for a while. But yes, we have a small flock. We only have about 30 or 40 breeding ewes that we raise each year, which probably sounds like a lot to some folks. But
that's a lot to me.
if we're going to be full-time, we need about 100 plus. So, but he's going to retire soon, so hopefully we'll be able to expand the farm a little bit more and he can stay home and farm full-time.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. That sounds wonderful. And is the meat amazing? I bet it is.
I think so. And we've never had a customer complain. It's a very mild tasting lamb and we enjoy it. We eat quite a bit of it ourselves. So.
Sure. Oh, and just for my curiosity's sake, were you from originally New York?
Or? Yes, upstate New York.
Excellent.
Grew up outside of Poughkeepsie and I was working in the Saratoga area with extension up there for about 18, 19 years before I came down to Georgia.
Man, I'm learning so much about you. I did not realize that. Well, if you have any questions, not about her personal life, her farming, unless you want to buy some delicious meat, if you have any information about any of the things that we discussed today, the Carroll County Cattlemen's Association meeting tonight, the Carroll County, the U.S. Hay Harvest Survey, the West Georgia Equine Symposium, the Journeyman Farmer Certificate Program, or getting your farm and livestock farm into the Farm and Food Resource Guide. Listen, you're going to talk to the same person. Call Paula Burke. Absolutely. Over at the University of Georgia Extension Office up at the Ag Center, 770-836-8546. Hey, Paula, thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Excellent, and thank you for tuning in. Tune in tomorrow. We'll see you next time.